It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Marnold with KRWG News. On Thursday, the New Mexico Department of Health reported 24 new cases of COVID-19 in the state. There are now 136 positive cases of the coronavirus in New Mexico out of over 8,500 tested. In Doña County, there are three new cases of males in their 20s who tested positive with COVID-19. The department says overall 16 people have tested positive for the coronavirus in Doña County. As we know, the coronavirus has changed the lives of our entire communities, especially the homeless. Emily Guerra talked with Mesilla Valley Community of Hope Executive Director Nicole Martinez to learn more.
What kind of donations do you usually get, and how can people best help you now?
Sure. The donations that we usually get are things that are gently used, clothing and towels, household items, hygiene items. So for right now, I think the things that would be really helpful is if people are able to donate to us financially so we can just go buy clothing if we need to. For right now, I'm anticipating it's going to have to be newer clothing. Fortunately, you know, our community is so generous. We do have a lot of those items that we've had on hand that we hand out to people as needed. Typically, the things that go first are men's jeans or pants or sweats, men's underwear and socks. And so those are the things that we really are going to be in need of. And it could either be, like I said, sending a financial contribution so we can buy those things, or it's really easy to purchase those things online and just have them delivered to Community of Hope, 999 West Amador in Las Cruces, 88005. That ends up being really helpful.
And what number would they call if they'd like to help volunteer?
575-523-2219, and they can ask for our volunteer coordinator. We do have a website. It's www.mvcommunityofhope.org.
And how else can people help you?
Well, people have already been helpful just in contributing financially, reaching out, seeing if there are things we need, such as like helping us get some Lysol, hand sanitizers, Clorox wipes. That has been really helpful for our agency. I think continuing to help us in those ways is really beneficial for the agency and the people that we are continuing to serve.
And where do they go for food?
Our clients typically will eat at El Caldito Soup Kitchen for their lunch, and they can receive a food box from the food pantry, which is located next door to Community of Hope, called Casa de Peregrinos.
Is there an effort to get help from the government?
I have talked to our local government about being aware of what we should do in terms of quarantining people, but also one of the major things that we have tried to put at the forefront is how this is going to affect a lot of people who are housed in our communities in terms of, are they going to become homeless if they're not receiving a paycheck, either because their employment shut down, hours were reduced, or they have to stay home with their school-aged children. And so, you know, we've sort of put at the forefront saying, you know, if this comes down the pike, we're going to need some assistance. We reached out to all of our federal representatives and senators, encouraging them to sign on to a stimulus package to prevent evictions during this time. And they received a notice that the New Mexico Supreme Court is putting a moratorium on evictions as long as people can establish the correlation between the decrease of income and being evicted due to the virus. So those are some of the things that we've called upon our federal government to assist us with. And we will just stay in conversation with the New Mexico Department of Health and our local city staff and enforcement on what to do should somebody here become ill. At this point, if that happens, the plan to prevent community spread is to quarantine the person, likely in a sectioned-off area of the campus, and assist that person with the advice and advisement of the Department of Health and city officials.
Have you seen an increase with this new health crisis that we're in?
We have not seen an increase as of yet, but we have seen some things changing. The Gospel Rescue Mission has been on lockdown, but at this time, until the situation changes, they have decided to not allow anyone new to come in. And so we know that's resulted in a few more people being on the streets. We've also seen an increase of just where people are deciding to sleep close to our property. Again, I think that there's, you know, some fear going on about what the virus is doing, and so it's drawing a lot of people who may be sleeping outdoors in other places closer to our property, closer to services and bathrooms to feel safer. It's off our property, but still very close. And then we have received a lot of phone calls from people who are residing in El Paso asking if they can come here because those shelters are also locking down. We are at a cap in terms of people that we can serve at the camp, and that has been nothing abnormal, but we're just having a difficult time in responding to those needs because, you know, everybody should not be traveling or, you know, they should be sheltering in place. And so we're not encouraging people from other areas to come here to receive services. We are encouraging service providers in those communities to do what they need to do to serve their populations.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Nicole Martinez at krwg.org.